Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob is in Farmingdale. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, man?
Hey, Tiki, big fan of yours. You were actually my favorite half of Thunder and Lightning back in the day.
I appreciate that. No problem. Ron Dade. I was just out in Wisconsin, and I saw Ron Dade.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing? Good?
He's doing all right, man. He married well out there, and he's a legend in Wisconsin. So,
I bet. I wanted to ask you, Tiki, obviously, as a former player, you've been around an NFL locker room. Could the lack of effort, the lack of energy on the defense be indicative of them essentially quitting on Shane Bowen and not respecting him?
I doubt that. There's too much at stake. There's too much for your job to put bad stuff on tape out of spite. You know what I mean? Oh, I hate my DC, or I hate my offensive coordinator, or I hate this coach. You know what? I'm just going to suck today. I'm not going to care. Well, guess what? All 31 other teams, when you're gone from here, are looking at that tape. And when you come in for a free agent visit, they're going to say, what the hell happened here? And what are you going to say? Well, I hated my coach.
Yeah.
Right?
It doesn't work.
You can't explain it away. Effort, you can't explain away. Want to, you can't explain away. Mistakes, you can explain away. But not giving a crap, that sits with you. It's like that cliche, the eye in the sky don't lie. Trust me, it catches everything.
If it's not about Coach Tiki, do you think for some of these guys it could be, you know, contract stuff, not getting paid? You heard that caller talk about, you know, having all that money invested in the defense. Like, for example, we've been all over Dexter Lawrence here.
Right.
Did you know Dexter Lawrence is not even in the top 10 on AAV per year in defensive tackle?
Maybe. It's funny because you said this last week, and I don't know if I dismissed it, but just kind of was like, yeah, you're right, but that's not the case. With Dexter Lawrence and Carl Banks stuff that we talked about, how Carl called him out. And then you heard Bobby Okereke talking about how maybe Carl's just trying to motivate him.
Right.
Dexter Lawrence is, when he's great, he is grossly underpaid. So, does he want a new contract? I'm sure he does. But this isn't the way to go about getting it, by being average at best on a given Sunday. And the body language isn't telling me that he really wants this. It's telling me he wants to be somewhere else, despite directly being asked this after the game.
Yeah, it was.
Directly asked this, and he said, no, I don't want to be anywhere else. But money's a big motivator, man. Football players have become different. And part of it's not their fault. I saw John Lynch, who's the general manager of the 49ers, and obviously my brother's teammate and good friend. And so I saw him just because his booth was right where they were watching was right outside where our booth was. And so I was chatting with him for a little bit, and I was asking him about like the injuries. You know, Christian McCaffrey's injury bug, one of my favorite players when he's healthy. Brock Purdy's been out forever, and he was saying the game has changed because if you get hurt, they automatically MRI it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they'll look at it.
Right.
There were plenty of times where I got hurt. Hell, I broke my forearm in a game against the Cowboys. They didn't x-ray it until 12 days later, only because it kept hurting.
Right.
Right? But if I had hurt my forearm against the Cowboys now, they would have x-rayed it that night. And the week would have been over. They're not allowing me to play. I played another game against the Jaguars, and I played in the postseason all the way through the Super Bowl with a fractured arm. You can't do it anymore. And so there's become this, and I'm not using this as a derogatory statement towards the current players, but they've gotten soft because they're protected. Because if you have a knee issue, a ligament issue, the team isn't going to want you to play.
Right.
And then your agent is not going to want you to play. Because if you put bad tape while you're injured, that it goes with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't escape it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And so, like, we always talk about us old guys, us old heads, we talk about how the game is so much weak. There is empirical evidence to prove it, to show it. And it's what makes me sometimes lament killing these guys, but at the same time, we're talking about football, man. It's a violent sport. You got to be a little bit crazy to opt in to play this game.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. You know you're going to get hit. You know that you're putting your body at risk. You know that you're putting your head in danger of repeated trauma that sometimes can have devastating effects, and we've seen that. And all thoughts and prayers of those that have suffered from CTE or the like. But it's a physical game. It's a privilege to play it. But there is a weakness that can't exist in order to do it really well. And sometimes I feel like the game is starting to get weak, if that makes sense.
No, I get you. I couldn't believe it because Sean said it and I looked it up. Dexter Lawrence is like the 10th highest paid defensive tackle. And he signed that contract a year ago.
I know.
So like in terms of its value, it went away quick. But here's the problem if he does want a new contract.
I hope that's not what's going on.
No, I hope either because I'll tell you this.
Because that's weak. That's bad.
Of course. But if he wants a new contract, I wouldn't give it to him. Not based on the way he's playing.
Right.
He's not playing like the beast that he was when the Giants gave him that contract.
Right.
So I understand both sides. When you feel like you're undervalued or underpaid.
Which he is.
Well, he kind of is.
He is based on reputation.
Yeah, but not based on the way he's playing this
but
season.
But not based on what he's doing. If he's trying to hold in or play in, whatever the heck you want to call that is, however you want to call it, this is the wrong way to go about it.
Oh, terribly, because why would, if you're the Giants, if you're Joe Shane, whoever the future GM is, because Shane's probably gone, why would you want to rip that contract up and give him a new one?
You wouldn't.
Did he make a big impact on yesterday's game?
No.
Against a backup center named Hennessy.
That's right.
We sat there with your old 22 seats and saw plenty of one-on-ones, too. And Dexter Lawrence, for lack of a better term, got bitched yesterday.
Did you like my seats?
We could talk about that later.
The
view was great.
We had 50-yard line. First row. Coincidentally, we sat on top of Carl Banks. And I don't mean physically Carl Banks. He was on the other side of the stadium broadcasting. His name, which is, of course, on the Ring of Honor wall.
He looks right at it.
Yeah. He stares at it. We're on top of him. Me and Sean were sitting on Carl Banks. I mean, that was a hell of a view. I
had a very good seat for the game.
The view was very good. I just had to figure out who was Devin Singletary and who was Tyrone.
Yeah, Frank. I had to help him out with the numbers. Now, by the way.
You need to bring binoculars, man.
I did. By the way, I did. If I had binoculars, I was fine.
Right.
I want to take you to a huge moment in this game. Okay. Do you remember after Graham Gano missed the field goal at the end of the first half, Niners come back, start the second half, they kick a field goal. It's a 20-7 game.
Yes.
And the Giants are driving. They have a 4th and goal from the 3-yard line. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why I think I'm going to record every game I go to with anybody. Because it's all about instant reaction.
Of course.
Like, we could play the game right now. Like, for example, Tommy was watching the game. What did you think, 4th and goal from the 3 down 20-7, when Brian Daboll said, hey, I'm going to kick a field goal?
Idiotic, first of all, because the math doesn't work. You're down 2 scores. You kick a field goal. You're still down 2 scores. And it's absolutely gutless and cowardly to kick there.
Yes, but it was the beginning of the 3rd quarter.
Wait, so did you agree with kicking, Tink?
I understood it.
Understood it.
Okay. I understood it because you still had a quarter and a half, which in theory is 4 possessions to make up the two possession deficit that you had. Now, I know what you're going to say, Tommy. Probably Evan as well. Maybe Sean, certainly in his video. It's your defense is crap today. You're not making any stops. Like, the idea that the defense is going to do its job and give you a chance to stay in this game is nil. But to me, it was early enough that the math was okay.
By the way, now, for the record, I do not have my cell phone video with my opinion. But I do want to be honest about my opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of good with kicking the field goal.
How?
So you're with me.
I was kind of, because I was under the impression that this LD giant offense, and for those that know,
yes,
they weren't going to convert. Like, to me, I'm sitting there fourth and goal from the three, especially after the play previously just got blown up. Mm-hmm. I think it was that play to Devin Singletary.
Yes.
Like, I was fully convinced they're not scoring. And so now the Niners are going to get the ball at their own 3-yard line, and they're going to do a meticulously long 97-yard drive, and this game is going to be sucked off. The air will be sucked out of the stadium.
Excuse me.
And so my gut reaction, and you got to remember this, Tommy, before you attack me, we don't have a lot of time to formulate these opinions. Now, I'm not accusing you of, like, you becoming stronger in your view after the kick is made.
No, you could check my text messages yesterday in the timestamp. I was killing it from the start.
Mm. I
texted all you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.